Yeshaya, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin, wrapping up Perek Tes with the third of four stanzas of the shame of Klal Yisrael and the terrible fate that arraigns them as that awaits them as their foundation crumbles from within. Le'ilui nishmas avi mori Pesach David ben Avram Nata, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hivoara cha'esh risha, because wickedness burns as a fire. So, certainly, we talk about the Yetzer Hara and Tava, the desire to do evil things, as a fire consuming. You know, you burn with lust or some other approach when you're desperate for something. But it also burns up the evildoer themselves. Shamir Voshayis Tocheo consumes thorns and thistles. So the doers of evil, says the man Loes, are burnt by their own acts, like a fire burns the one who lit the fire. Vatitzas besivche hayar vayisab kugeus oshan. It kindles in the thickets of the forest. Sivche hayar, in the quiet glens, the dells in the forest. Everything's a fire, like those California wildfires that come every couple of years. Vayisabku ge'us oshan, and they become entangled by the thickening smoke. So the spark catches the thorn. The thorn, some of the Mepharshim say, are the people who sin on purpose. But when it consumes them, it also ignites the entire forest, even the masses, who didn't intend to commit averus, but who got caught in it. And everybody's trapped in the blaze and the smoke that comes. But does this help? Does this help the people's understanding of a little bit of morality and ethics and see their own responsibility? Of course not. Because in a society that has no accountability, not like ours for sure, as I record this, we have no Speaker of the House. Because a small group of Republicans who are extremists are holding the entire Congress hostage while they complain that somebody who would make deals with the other side is automatically himself a collaborationist and an enemy. And so what you end up with is a leadership with no leader that goes nowhere. And there's lots of think pieces decrying it and lots of triumphal Democrats saying, look, 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 they can't lead. But what it demonstrates is that people do not take accountability for their own actions. And this hasn't happened for 100 years, since 1923. So this is big stuff, and it says a lot about our generation. What's more important is FaceTime on Twitter, that you get your name out there, even if what you do is you hurt the entire country by doing so, and your own cause. Your team should be in charge, but you don't want to help move things along. You want to burn it all down. I work with a bunch of people like that coming from a very different ideological vantage point. And I can tell you, they do not care about the welfare of the victims. They do not care about the forest, the Savacha as a whole. They only care about their agenda, whatever it may be. And Yilchesp, Evras Hashem Tzvakos, Netam Oretz. And by the wrath of Hashem, the smoke has reached the earth. So not just the trees and the thickets and the grass, but even the ground itself is being burnt. We know, excuse me, that would not ordinarily happen. Vayihi ha'am kima achol esesh. And the people has become like a conflagration of fire, like a firestorm. Ishalachav lo yachmolu. No one has pity on his fellow man. The suffering that they meet does not soften them. It hardens them and makes them worse. Dense smoke rising into the air, dissolving into nothingness once it gets up there, says Rabbi Hirsch. But vayisabchu, related to avak, to dust, Vayayavek Yishimo, right? Yaakov Avinu, fighting with the Malach, infighting. And Malchus Yisrael was renowned for brother against brother civil war. Yates, Vayigzor al Yomin Viraev, Vayochal al Samoil, Velo Saveyu. And he snatched on the right, and he's still hungry. And he ate on the left, and they are not satisfied. They are not sated. Ish Bisar Zero'o Yochelu. Each one eats the flesh of his own arm. Again, with the metaphor of consuming. The fire that's consuming this time is the fire of famine. So each one grabs food from his neighbor. But nobody's full because nobody has food. So what do you have left to do? You eat your own flesh. Which is a metaphor for the entire society. They can never get enough. Nobody has any feelings for his fellow men, says Rabbi Hirsch. The ruthlessness of their efforts to do what? To accumulate material goods. Crude egoism celebrates orgies. War between brothers becomes inevitable. And then, in the last pasuk, Chaf, Menashe es Ephraim, ve'Ephraim es Menashe, yachtov hema al Yehuda. Menashe fights against Ephraim, Ephraim fights against Menashe, and together they're both against Yehuda. Division among the brothers. We've seen the last several parshios. Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash. What happens when brother is turned against brother? Absolute rage. And complete disintegration. We have tremendous enemies outside. Ashur is trying to wipe us out. But we don't need them to do the job when we can do it ourselves and destroy ourselves. Brother against brother. Right? Think about what happened to Satmar when they're trying to pick the next Rebbe. Brother against brother. Can be, Kenish. We'd rather have two than have one unified group. Bechol Zos. And the same ending with all of this. Lo Shava Pova Od Yado Natuya. His wrath has not abated and his hand is still stretched out. Still unappeased because we have not learned a single lesson. For all of the suffering that we undergo, for everything that we go through, for everything that we are allowed to survive despite all of this. Civil war in Yisrael, Yehuda being threatened by the Jews, Pekach going up against them. Some say that Yehuda's leaders attacked Ephraim years earlier. So it's just a mess. Both prophets, says Rabbi Lau, expose the harsh hidden history of civil war between Yehuda and Yisrael on the eve of Samaria's destruction.